This is the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Ro is taking this Friday off. He's going to be back Monday, but we do have sitting in with us Scott Martin, Chief Market Strategist of United Advisors, Fox News contributor, all-around great guy.
Oh, so nice.
Yes, you are. Thanks for sitting in today, Scott. It's been fun so far. We've got Jarrett Payton to check in with right now. He's out in San Francisco covering the Super Bowl. Jarrett, how are we? Oh, we don't have him quite yet, so we'll check in with him in a second. It was interesting, though, because as I was watching the debate last night, I was tuning into the Bernie and Hillary. I want to say Larry David every time I think of him in my head, but
Let's just call him Larry David. Yeah, it's
Bernie.
It's pretty much the same guy.
And the whole time, I didn't get a chance to see this Bears documentary, 30 for 30, but my Twitter feed was just filling up with people, and it was so emotional. I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to ask Jarrett about that. But first, we want to check in. Jarrett, are you there now?
I'm here. How you guys doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, tell us about San Francisco. What's going on?
Well, I just it's been an eventful day for me. I got up earlier this morning doing some radio hits. I was on with Cochran and those guys, and so I had a chance to kind of just get up and open up the blinds and look at San Francisco. And then today, the commissioner's press conference, also the Walter Payton Man of the Year press conference, which we had, and then our luncheon today. We just got done with, and then I just actually came down by the water and did a hit with WGN TV with Micah and Mark Spelsa. So I'm just getting back to my hotel room and looking forward to talking to all three of you. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We've been talking about the Super Bowl, and I was remembering seeing you during the halftime when you and your lovely sister Brittany present the Man of the Year award. Are you going to be doing that again this year?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's grown so much to see where the award has come from 99 when my dad passed away, and they changed that in Super Bowl 34 to like now to having, you know, Nationwide as one of the sponsors, and it keeps growing and growing every single year. And Roger Goodell keeps helping to make this that award that guys want to win just as much as the MVP award. It's an honor. It's an honor for, you know, my family and I to be a part of this, and that my dad's legacy is still, you know, a big part of not just in Chicago, but in the NFL and what he means to guys in the NFL. I'm listening today to Ben Watson from the Saints, Eli Manning from the Giants, and Anquan Boldin from the 49ers. Mm-hmm. These guys are just excited to be finalists for the award, and it's truly an honor.
Yeah, I can't think of a better man to be attached to that award than Walter, Jarrett. I mean, what are some of the things some of the players have said to you after receiving the award as far as, you know, what they've commented about and how they felt?
Well, it was funny because last year's winner, Thomas Davis, is playing in the Super Bowl with the Panthers this year, and his wife came to the luncheon today, and she just said how the last year has just been unbelievable for the people that have reached out to him to do more and more things in their community, and just the outpour of emotion and the respect that he got from getting this award, you know, has changed their life as a family. And to hear that, to know that, you know, something that has your family's name on it, your dad's name on it, that this is what it means, especially in a day and age when we look at social media and how we get our news. And we're always seeing bad things in the NFL, but there's so many guys doing great things. Mm-hmm. And these three are just very, very deserving of this award. And we told them, each one of you is a winner in our eyes. And we know one person has to win, but all you guys are winners, so you're doing great things.
Jarrett, you told me that your mother, Connie Payton, a.k.a. Cope, she has the final vote on who takes home the award. And that's cool. It's cool that it stays in the family. But did you talk to Thomas Davis at all? You just brought him up. He's the Panthers linebacker. He won the award last year. He's playing in the Super Bowl, Jarrett, with a broken arm.
What?
Yeah, he's playing in the Super Bowl with a broken arm. And it's I was talking with his wife. She said he's healed so fast. He's kind of like Superman, which is the craziest thing for him, is that he heals so fast coming back from those knee injuries. And I was telling her that the biggest thing he's going to have to watch out for is that, you know, the Broncos are going to test him right out the gate, run right at him and see if he's able to, you know, to defend himself and take on blocks. But she said he's ready to go and he would never miss this game. So he's got the heart of a champion. And anybody that wins this award, they're pretty similar and have the same fight as my pops. So it seems like those two are cut from the same cloth.
When is the official announcement then, Jarrett? And when do we learn who it is? Is it live during the Super Bowl?
It is live tomorrow night, NFL Honors on CBS. So tomorrow night, we will know. We don't know who won yet. We'll know tomorrow, and we'll get a chance to be there to celebrate it with everybody watching at home back in Chicago, all over the world, and just with our friends and family. But this trip has been awesome. I've been moving nonstop, but it's been cool to kind of tell people like you guys back at home, my WGN radio family and TV family, about all the great stuff that's going on.
Who votes other than Connie?
It seems like the NFL and different people in the NFL have a vote, and my mom has a vote. Sam, she doesn't have the final vote.
Yeah, right.
He's just, you know, he's just saying that.
Yeah, sure.
We think she should.
We think she should as well, but she is, we're to see this, though, where this has gone in the last couple of years, and it's only getting bigger and bigger, the award is, and we just truly appreciate it. It's really humbling as a family to have our name on something so special.
That is awesome. You know, we were talking earlier about 30 for 30. A lot of people tuned in to see the Bears documentary, 85 Bears. And what I noticed is, I didn't get to see it because I was watching the debates and some other stuff, but I noticed there was a lot of really heartfelt tweeting going on between you, actually, and Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary tweeting when Walter got sick. He asked me to read the Bible to him every day. I did it to the day he died. I mean, there was something that must have been so moving about that documentary. It brought out a lot of feelings from the time that seemed very sincere, and it moved me reading them. I just thought, wow, look at the connectivity that everyone has still this many years later.
I just got goosebumps.
I did too when I read it. I mean, it was just I can imagine you did.
It was so special because I wanted to say those things the other night when I saw the private screening, but I couldn't because everybody else didn't see it yet. So it was, you know what, you guys, it's still a little awkward to watch your life play out on TV. It's sitting there watching me hug my dad at his press conference, and it's just still a weird thing, even though I'm 35 years old now, to like look at all that. That's my life that I actually live, and people are sitting at home watching it. It's not normal. But it did to see those, I mean, to reach out to Mike Singletary and him to say something back, the power of social media, the power of being a part of the Chicago Bears family, there's something to say about it. And I think that's why people talk about that team 30 years later, because of not just how great they were, but they were good guys and they cared about it and they cared about each other. And that's what makes them so special. They're like my uncles. They look at me like I'm, you know, and to me, it's pretty special to be able to, you know, keep that going with them, even though my dad's not here. Now they tell me cool stories that they weren't able to tell me when I was a little kid. So it's funny now.
I bet. Okay, we want to talk Super Bowl. I think you were interested, Scotty. You want to get a prediction from...
Jarrett, we trust you deeply, clearly. So what are your thoughts on the game, man? I mean, do we have a lean toward a side particularly or what, man?
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I'm siding with the Panthers. You know, you look at what they've done, and I've been on... Sam will tell you, I've been on some special teams in my life, my 2001 Miami Hurricanes team. And like, I just know when it's your year, it's your year. And Cam Newton and the Panthers and Ron Rivera, they've done something special this year. Not only are they playing good football, they're having fun while they're doing it. And I enjoy watching them because you guys know it. When you go down to the air or you get a chance to do something that you love, man, it just puts a smile on your face. Just imagine when you playing in front of 70,000 people and you get to dance around and have a good time. Cam Newton should dance as much as possible because it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. I just enjoy watching him play.
I do too.
To me, he's the MVP. And I just look forward to, I really want Peanut Tillman to get a ring. He's done a lot for Chicago, and he's one of the greatest guys I've ever met. And Ron Rivera, just like him, he's like his guys, man. They're all special, and I just think they're too special, and it's their year to win the Super Bowl.
Scott and I were looking at some of these props, and one that sort of got our eyes to open up pretty wide was the Peyton Manning to cry during the broadcast. I like that, JP. 6-1, I get a tear from Peyton Manning. If they win, he's going to cry. If they rip his shoulder out of his socket, he's going to cry.
You know,
he's going to cry one way or the other.
He's like anti-Peyton Manning today,
by the way,
Jared.
We don't want anything like that to happen. But, I mean, how emotional would it be? I mean, a lot of people say he might retire after this game, right? If he wins, what a way to go out.
Yeah, but also, too, what he meant to the NFL. He's been the face of the NFL. And it's kind of ironic when you look at it. And I don't know, a lot of people might not agree with this, but this is really, I'm just letting you guys know, this is what it's going to be. Regardless of what happens, the man who's been the face of the NFL for the last 8 years, 10 years, is walking out the door, and the new guy, the new face, is playing in the game beside him. And Cam Newton is going to be the face of the NFL for the next 10, 15 years. How long has he played for? And it's just, this is pretty odd to see how the torch is going to be passed between these two. And I'm just hoping for a good game, and I just really think that the Panthers are going to come out on top.
Will you guys explain something, because you guys cover sports. And to me, when players dance or celebrate a touchdown or something great in a game, that's fun. That's fun to watch, and I enjoy it. And as long as they're not sort of dancing at somebody else or doing something disrespectful, why does the league frown on this so much? And are they frowning on Cam? Are there any warnings going at him to not do his special dance? Is that happening?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. This is kind of the gist of it. You know, we come from especially Bears fans, and I grew up, you know, watching my dad. My dad didn't celebrate. You know, he gave the football to the ref, or we gave it to someone else to spike himself. And I think we get so used to that. We get used to seeing, you know, how guys act like they've been there before. And I'm all about that. You know, that's what I'm going to teach my son to do as well. But this new day and age of these new guys that are coming up, the culture has changed. And, you know, the generations that they grow up in and the things that they like are different than how, you know, what we used to see back in the day. And it's just the evolution of the game. It's the evolution of the time. And I think unless, you know, Cam Newton was out there doing bad things in the community, which he's not, and he's been a model citizen, he's done really well in the community. And now people don't talk about every time he hands a ball to one of those kids in the stands that, you know, he gets fined. I think he's paid over like $500,000 just in fines of the footballs that he gives to these kids. I mean, I've got a chance to be around him. He's a special person, and he's magnetic. And it's unbelievable, and I look forward to hopefully seeing him tomorrow night at the NFL Honors.
I think you make a great point about the generational comment. When these kids are 16 and 17 years old, Jarrett, they've got 20,000 Twitter followers. And then we watch them on television pick between four baseball caps where they're going to college. They are just gushed over in college. They get to the pros. They're millionaires. They're doing ads for Doritos and Papa John's, and they're everywhere. That being said, though, if you don't like them dancing, keep them out of the end zone, right?
That's what he says. Yeah, Cam Newton said that, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. Keep them out of the end zone. And there's been a lot of talk race-wise over the last couple of weeks of him making his comments. You know, I'm not even going to go that direction. I'm really just going to go about a generation. Times have changed. You know, back in those days, even when I was playing college, we didn't have the internet was AOL Instant Messenger. That was like the only thing that we had. You had to instant message someone on. Now these kids, like Sam said, have thousands of followers coming in. Times have changed, and we're seeing the game change as well. And you know what? Sometimes it's either we jump on board or we get off board. But you know what? Everybody has their own opinion, and that's what's so great about it. But when it comes down to it, people love the game of football, and the football is just getting stronger and stronger, and I just enjoy watching it and look forward to this game on Sunday.
You know, there's a difference, though, between celebrating a hard sack on a quarterback when he might be injured and then celebrating, you know, doing something great in the game. And to me, that's where the distinction is, but I'm all for Cam Newton celebrating, and I bet he will. Do you think so? Do you think he'll be bringing the dance moves to the game?
He's going to be bringing. He's been bringing those all season long. He's going to do whatever got him to that point, and
keep
you
on
want
doing
guys
it.
To do that. Yeah, you got to keep doing that. So it should be fun to watch, and hopefully, it's an entertaining game for all of us to be able to sit at home and watch.
Well, we hope you can have a chance to check in with us again. WGN's Jarrett Payton, thank you. Thanks for the time this
Appreciate
afternoon.
Have fun, Jarrett.
Have fun out there.